This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're here for hour three. We are having a great time. Myself, Todd, Denise, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio, 855-521-7234. You can go to our Twitter, our Instagrams, our TikToks, our Facebook. We have all. Just put in Radio Law Talk, and you'll find us on all the social media platforms. Go in and see the latest, and comment and talk to us. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving any legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're going to talk this hour about a couple of interesting things. Naomi Campbell being sued for millions. We're going to talk about a judge's ruling on the carrying guns in public. As you know, many states allow you to carry openly carry your guns. California, they don't allow that. We're also going to talk about some very interesting NFL stuff that's going on, legal issues. Talk about a lot of money. And we're going to talk about season pass holders, whether or not they should get their money back or not, and what the local courts are saying. We also have, Todd, you want to talk about the Flynn case.
There's some interesting nuance with the Michael Flynn case.
And then we're going to talk about some New York weddings, some lawsuits with New York weddings. But before that, I had a joyful last hour, because the first time, I'm going to say in a month, I finally guessed correctly, because I followed Denise, the case or no case. So this time I think I'm going to follow Denise again, but I start out, so I can't. So we're going to do a case or no case and see if Fred Penny can do it right. Follow up, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, Fred, let's see what you made up. Andrew and Patricia Murray were on a betting game show on the Fox television network. They had won more than $500,000 and had to answer only one more question. What is the most common computer password? They said their answer and bet their $500,000. But the question that they were asked was not completely legitimate. They asked what the most common password was, but the real question should have said, what is the most common password that a research company says is used on computers today? So this was, by the way, the show was called Money Drop, and so they got it wrong.
What did they say? I wonder what they said.
Well, I'm going to give this your second point on here. Your bonus point on this is going to be, are the three most common passwords?
I think I know that.
When they filed the lawsuit, the Fox TV network said, Your Honor, they've signed an ironclad 13-page take-it-or-leave-it disclaimer agreement that says they can't hold us into harm for anything. We have to hold us harmless for everything. But they wanted to find out if they could sue their way out of that one. So they sought a lawyer, and the lawyer was John Ball of Ball and Roberts in Pasadena, at least according to
the... So it sounds like it's a case.
I'm just saying. So I'm going to ask you, it's a case. So the two questions are, what was the outcome, and tell me the three most common computer passwords that
okay, right. You said, tell me the three, but we get a point if we mention at least one of the three. We'll never get all three.
Nope, got to have all three.
We got to know all three passwords?
No easy points on case. Oh, they're all so easy, Fred. You can get them.
Well, I know one of them is so easy.
Well, but I'm thinking you should each write those down and not give them during the first portion of the answer.
So what are we supposed to be doing
here?
Guessing if it's a case, or you've already given it?
I already told you it's a case.
But what's the outcome?
Yeah, right? What's the outcome of the case?
And
then what are the three most common computer passwords?
Can we do this? If we get all three, can you give us a point for every password we get right? So what if we got all three right, we get 3 points?
If you get them all three right, you get... a point.
What if I got two right? I get 2 points.
No points.
You should give it to him.
No, it's not me. It's like, this is going to be
Well, yes, it's you.
Nope.
You're advocating for yourself
here. Okay, all right, here we go.
Denise is stepping
I'm going to say it's a case. I got it.
We know that.
No, it's a case.
Good call.
And I'm going to say the winner is the individual people because you cannot disclaim away negligence. And I think that the money drop was wrong. They were incorrect in the most well-known password. And I think they were absolutely wrong. So it's going to be a case. And the husband and wife, or let's see, not husband, is it a husband and wife?
Yep.
Husband and wife, Andrew and Patricia, win. And I know my passwords already, what they're going to be. Does it have to be a certain, like, I mean, like, how many different...
I don't care about upper or lower case.
No, but does it have to be five letters or six?
You've got to get it right.
I have just texted my letters, my three passwords to Cal.
You can text them to you, and if, they don't have to be exact. I'll know if you have them right. Okay, Todd, what do you say? What happened in this case?
So I think that this... I'm going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that the couple wins, not because of signing away negligence, but because of contract law and the way that contracts are construed. You said this was an ironclad take-it-or-leave-it deal, which means they had no ability to negotiate any clause in the contract. And when you have a contract that one party has no ability to negotiate, and it's all the other party, then the contract can be strictly construed against the party that had all of the control in negotiating
power,
a contract. And I think that a court would look at this and find that there were unconscionable terms. They construe it against Fox, and they rule in favor of the couple.
It's not coincidental, by the way, that the television show went off the air after this lawsuit. Okay, Denise, what say you to the outcome of this case?
I think the negligence by them not saying what are the most common passwords by a computer company, right? What would they say? Because if they said, what are the most common, what are your most common passwords, then they get to say what theirs are, and they're always going to be right.
Correct.
So it is negligence. And then also what Todd said was a really great point. It's an adhesion contract, and that is where the contract is prepared for by one of the parties, and it is so...
One-sided,
and there's no way to negotiate those terms, that it's a contract of adhesion, and it's going to be void as against public policy, or at least voidable as against public policy, right?
So sort of like a contract one signs when they join the armed forces. I mean, it's kind of like
one-sided
that situation.
It's like any contract that an attorney prepares in their own matter against a non-attorney. It's going to be presumed to have,
Unless they get an attorney or they sign something saying they will get an attorney.
That's right. Or they know they have the right to get
it. They know they have the right to get it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I'm going to say that, of course, it is a case, and that the outcome is that the Andrew and Patricia, they win, and they do win a substantial amount of money for it.
500.
And then... Do I say now my passwords?
You may text them to me during the break.
No, we can say it now because she's the last one.
Yes, but you haven't said your
password. You haven't said yours, and he hasn't said his.
Oh, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be honest.
I've already texted my passwords.
I'm
going
to be honest with him, and I've got them right here. So text yours, Denise.
If you have them written down, then you may share them with me.
I have them written down.
Okay. Then we're honest.
Okay. Password. Password.
That's correct.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Correct.
ABCD.
Okay, so I did the same. Why did the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes.
And I said their birthday. They put their birthday down.
Nope.
And or their address.
Nope. Okay, so
I said password. I said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nope.
And then the last one was 1, 1, 1, 1.
It is so none of you got that to
bonus question.
Okay,
let's tell
it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Password, and the third most common password, according to this research firm, is I love you.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
We love you too, Cal.
Well, thanks.
Isn't that nowadays?
Well, now you do.
Nowadays. I'm saying nowadays, people throw around. I hate you.
After
right?
this case, and okay, so each of you gets a point, right?
A point,
well, congratulations to you.
Absolutely
I tried to make it as easy as I could for you, but...
That's interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I love you.
I love you. And
password.
Password. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I bet I better take my password one off. Better. Well, you probably it's the zeros because that's how they all start out, don't they? We'll be back. We're going to talk more about Naomi Campbell.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So, Denise, this one's a little bit in your wheelhouse because you got Naomi Campbell, who is a famous model that's, you know, not doing too much anymore, I assume. And then she's apparently living with an ex-billionaire, or a billionaire by the name of, I can't even pronounce his name, businessman.
Vadislav Doronin.
Doronin. Okay, sounds good. And so, but they lived together for 2008 to 13. That's 5 years plus. And then now they're separating and they're suing, he's suing her for monies that she apparently owes him. I guess he's trying to claim a loan in excess of $3 million, which, by the way, to a billionaire, that's like saying a buck for you and I, right?
Yeah, I mean, a billion is 1,000 million.
Yeah, so for a few million, that's like saying, Todd, I'm going to sue you because you owe me a couple bucks, you know?
But it doesn't mean, just because he's a billionaire, doesn't mean it's not liquid.
That doesn't matter. That's like saying, you know, it doesn't matter if this bank has enough money. It doesn't matter if I take from them.
You know what I would do right away if I was representing her? I would do a demur or a motion to dismiss unless the complaint states that it's in writing. Because if it's not in writing and it's oral, more than likely the statute of limitations has run. Because this is, they dated between 2008 and 2013. So that's a long time ago.
But it's about the yacht trips, though. But, Denise, that's just not fair.
Oh, you know what Naomi's defense is?
What?
That's the cost that it was to be with me.
That's true, but she got yacht trips.
Yep.
Apparently, listen to this. I want everybody to look this up. Let's listen to this. His private home, she got use of his private home getaway on Cleopatra Island in Turkey.
Cool.
Let's look that up. I'm looking up Cleopatra Island in Turkey. What? Is that like the real Cleopatra or what?
I don't know. I would just like him to identify in this complaint. He's got to identify first what are the unspecified belongings that total $3 million. So
yes.
What is it that she is hanging on to that is worth
$3
million?
Right.
That's
very
one.
General.
That is one. And the other is what are the loans? This is a combination. These are items that he says she hung on to that are worth $3 million, plus an additional amount that represents loans that he gave to her over the period. And I agree with you, Denise, with the loan documents. Boy, unless there is a contract where it specifies not only the amounts being given, but the terms by which it is expected to be repaid, I don't think he's got a snowball's chance in HE double hockey sticks of getting anything back. This is just this to me just reeks of vindictiveness. That could be the theme of our show. I mean, next thing I expect him to be looking for an Icelandic hairy sheep chair with a bunch of, you know.
But there's no divorce. They can't claim. Common law, is that right, Denise? It's more of a contract thing. This is not a divorce issue, right?
This is not, because this is definitely not a divorce
issue. I've heard people say that. Well, we've lived long enough, it's common marriage. It's like, well, no, you have to be married.
It would be contract law for the loans, and then it would be conversion for the personal items that she's not giving back, where it's my personal property saying, this is mine, you're trying to convert it to yours, and there's no agreement that you do that.
No, but what he's saying is, it's, quote, loans over the years that I've given to her. Excess of $3 million.
Two things. One is loans, and
right.
The other is property.
Right,
yes.
But the loans, some of them are loans.
So some of them are loans.
Over $3 million.
No, the $3 million is a reference to the property.
His belongings.
Oh, my goodness. This is like Judge
but it
Judy.
Say.
This
it
is
what say what the
Judge Judy relative.
That's true. I think that it's so vague. I think they're going to have some, you know, procedural fights over whether or not there is a substantive claim here.
Here's the most important thing.
But in all fairness, Fred is correct. If somebody lends you money, buck up and pay it back. And don't try to weasel your way out of it in court.
But wasn't
if
a
it
loan.
Was a loan,
no.
Pay it back.
Yeah, but
it wasn't
if,
a loan.
You can't make that assumption.
If it was a loan, but here's the thing.
But if it was to just change the definition.
I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe, and I could be wrong, but in a relationship between 2008 and 2013, when they're still in the relationship, when they're still purporting that they love each other or that they're whatever, that he is like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $100,000 so you can do that. By the way, you're going to have to pay it back, and here are the terms and all that, as opposed to, no, Baby, I'm worth billions. $100,000 to me is like giving somebody a fiver. Go ahead, have it.
But
you don't
what
have to
if
pay
she
it back.
Came to him and said, would you loan me this
well, that's
money?
Different.
If she did,
the reality is, does Naomi Campbell need the money? She's like one of the top supermodels in the world and has been at the top of her game.
But not anymore.
It's a matter. Their relationship ended in 2013.
Good point.
And the kicker here for me is, if it was that ironclad, if it was, hey, can you loan me this, or it was intended to be a loan, I would have expected the legal filings to include that, with not as many unspecified amounts thrown into the pleadings.
One of them is being a weasel. I think it's him, don't you think, Fred?
All I got to say is this. Look, go look up this island. I'm in my own
it's
little
beautiful.
World.
It's beautiful.
What a gorgeous island Cleopatra Island is off Turkey. And here's the thing. I looked up his home on Cleopatra Island. Cleopatra's Island outside of Turkey. It is the most bizarre modern dome. It's a dome, like a circle dome.
Like a geodesic dome or whatever.
It is the weirdest thing you've ever seen. Here, guys, I'll show you the picture. Pass it around. Look at it.
Interestingly enough, though, all of the beaches there on Cleopatra Island are made of seashells. One of those places. Very cool.
That's crushed up sea. Yeah. Well, they didn't make it.
Well, that was probably her business, selling those seashells down by the
seashore. if she identified as a she.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm sure she did.
There may have been an exam done by the CDC. I'm not going to go there. I'm not even.
You think she showed up to Nevada at one time?
I don't.
A place called Girls Sand Beach on Cleopatra Island.
Yes.
I think we should get a radio show from Cleopatra Island to carry us.
A station?
Yeah, so
and have to visit there and originate from there just one time just to say we did it.
I want to go there.
All right.
Turkey's on my bucket list. Is it on yours?
Not every mine. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, mine is in November.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about the judge's ruling on California's ban on carrying guns in public. And then Denise, Todd, and I are probably going to talk about some more stuff about the NFL. We'll be back.
Just remember, Radio Law Talk is live every Saturday from 9 to noon, but you can hear all back episodes by just going to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and going into our archive. They're all there, and it's all free. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So you've seen that in many states on television where there's been protests or looting or whatever, you see people walking around with guns, you know, protecting their properties and stuff. There are many states, or most states, is you can carry a gun outwardly, on the outside of your body.
And that's called open carry.
Yeah, open carry. And but in California, it's been for quite some time that it's you cannot do that. You have to you can conceal and carry, but you have to have a special permit. You have to go through a process, but you cannot show it unless you are being basically attacked, or you feel, or you're threatened, et cetera, et cetera. So now they're trying to say it's a Second Amendment unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional per the Second Amendment.
A ban
that says you can't do that. That you cannot show your gun. Pardon the expression. Outward, you've got to keep it concealed.
And this is an outright ban. That's why it's important, because there are other states that have limitations on open carry.
I bet they do.
But they don't have bans. Did I miss something?
So, like, Idaho, I think, is an open carry. I believe that Montana is, and I think
Utah is.
Texas.
Yeah, yeah. And is it Florida and Texas out of Texas?
Texas, but they have a limitation in Texas. You can't do it where there's alcohol served on the premises.
Oh, right.
So no open carry where there's alcoholic beverages served on the premises.
I can
so
see
that's
where
a
that
limitation.
Would be a problem.
Now, one thing to keep in mind when you hear about reports about judges that uphold something or deny something, oftentimes there's a two-phase process when you when somebody makes a request to the court. There is an upcoming hearing date, and then one party will say, hey, since we think we're going to... We can get started doing that now, because if we wait, it's just continuing to harm our rights, and that's kind of what's happened here in California. There's a hearing coming up on the 24th of September to determine whether or not this open carry ban is unconstitutional.
Right.
And so what this party had done was they went before a judge to say, look, can you just go ahead and allow us to start carrying now, to declare the law unconstitutional now while the case is pending. And the judge essentially said, nah, you guys, we're going to leave everything the way it is. Wait till the 24th and we'll see what the panel does then.
Yeah, and but a lot of times, too, they like to see what's going to happen in the meantime with that existing law in place to see if any other people want to join a suit or that, you know, there's a lot of reasons for them letting it happen and kind of letting it naturally take its course. The hearing, I believe, is on September 24th, and this time it's going to be a full 11 panel judges.
Right.
Isn't that correct?
Yes, and one of the interesting things, it's the 11-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, which historically has been a very, how should we put this, liberal panel.
Believe it or not, the most liberal, by the way.
But it has been, it has consistently held the record for the most cases overturned by the Supreme Court in any given session of the Supreme Court. You know, case overturned, you look, and it's like most of the time it's the Ninth Circuit, but... In the last two or three years, there have been rulings coming down from the Ninth Circuit that have sort of started to go the other way. And so I'm curious to see what the Ninth Circuit does here.
People don't know what to think. So
yes.
I did look this up. There are far fewer states that disallow. In other words, you can carry in far more states. The ones where you cannot are California, District of Columbia, Florida. Florida, only if you're hunting or coming home from a hunting trip can you open carry in Florida, and that would be animals and so on. Illinois, prohibited. New York, prohibited. North Dakota, prohibited. And South Carolina, prohibited in public areas. Others, every other state.
I thought Hawaii was also...
Well, I didn't look. I didn't see Hawaii in there.
I'm pretty sure, because that's another case that's coming up.
It says Hawaii, open carry, allowed only with permit. Georgia, allowed with a permit.
Permit, yeah.
You mentioned Hawaii, and that's the interesting thing, is because this hearing coming up on the 24th is to address the Hawaii ban. And so the question here is, well, what does that have to do with California? It's because it's being heard in the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit oversees nine states in its jurisdiction. So even though it's a case out of Hawaii that is being decided in the Ninth Circuit, the decision from the Ninth Circuit will apply to all nine states, including California and others, and that has an effect. It's like a wave. It has an effect nationwide. Some other circuit sees what the Ninth Circuit does, and then they think, okay, we can do this, we can't do that.
Right. It may not be binding on different circuits,
right,
but it is definitely persuasive on other circuits, laws that are made.
And if it comes out of the Ninth Circuit and goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court then rules on it, then it's binding on everybody.
Right.
So that's what's going on with this one.
We also have NFL going on. We got games starting. Well, the first game was on Thursday.
Yeah,
did you guys see it?
I watched it.
No, I did not. There's controversy around the NFL, obviously. Yeah. But it comes down to what is going on with the concussion protocol. Now, for 7 years now, they've been battling or going back and forth trying to get this case resolved. A number of years ago, they basically resolved the case and got it settled. But finally, there's a conclusion, and there's a $765 million players settlement. And that goes toward concussion individuals that have had concussions while playing for the NFL. There is a statute of limitations. They're saying that was the big argument as to whether or not when it applies to someone. They're saying anyone prior to 2006 that has passed away, it does not cover them. I'm sorry. Originally, they were going to set up so players who died before 2009 and 10 were cut out. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the negotiations that they discussed. And so they finally settled the 200. What I don't get is there's $265 million, but then there's another settlement that says that right now the ones that are being claimed is over $600 million are being claimed. So does that mean there's an extra? See, it says that also there's $675 million has been allocated to severely impaired players.
I think that's insurance monies, right?
Yeah.
No,
talking to insurance, I mean, that's something different. Oh, God, something different. But it's $765 million is the settlement.
It is. It's my understanding that the settlement over the concussions actually happened quite some time ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I think it was back in 2013.
Uh-huh.
The issue here that the NFL has been fighting against the insurance company to cover their portion of that amount.
Well, that's another issue. That's the second thing we're going to talk about. But the final settlement has just come down, though. The final settlement, which is now $765 million. So, but you're right. You're right. It was back earlier. You're right, Todd.
So, right. Yeah.
What the previous settlement did was extend the basically the statute of limitations for this type of injury was for 2 years.
Right.
And the previous settlement said we're going to not just cut out these people that were from. We're not going to just deal with 2009, 2010 people. We're going to go back and include the people from 2006. So they extended it, if you will, the settlement to include plaintiffs that would have normally been excluded because of statute of limitations.
You're right.
Now they're trying to fund the settlement.
Right. That's
right?
Exactly right, Todd. You got that. So, and Denise, so what it is now they're taking that amount, and then they went after the insurance company, and the insurance company said, we're not covering that. That's not part of, because it's an intentional act is what they're arguing.
Yeah, because the plaintiffs have alleged that the NFL basically intentionally misled them as to the severity of concussions and the extremeness of concussions. And so the insurance company is trying to claim that the NFL is not covered under its insurance policy.
Yeah, no, that's what's going on. The issue that I know about, and I've noted in this article, is it talks about they allege fraud and negligence for deliberately, like you said, hiding the dangerous concussions, and from their players letting them know, look, you're gonna have these major issues if you're gonna play football, and so what the insurance companies try to claim is in their policies, almost all policies, if there's an intentional tort, there's no coverage. That's most policies. An example of that is a criminal case. If you intentionally go and shoot someone in your house and they sue you, you know what they're going to say? You're not covered for insurance, because we've had those issues before of criminal activity happens in the house by the homeowner or the homeowner's guest. Then we're fighting whether or not there's insurance coverage to go after those homeowners.
And the tough part is the NFL is being put in a position where they have to oftentimes protect the players from themselves, because there are a lot of players that don't want to say anything because they know they'll be put into a concussion protocol, and they want to play.
That's exactly right.
So,
yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about SeaWorld, and then we're going to talk. You're going to get into the appeals court and Michael Flynn stuff.
Just a bit, yes.
All right, we'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you. Stay tuned. There's more of the show coming up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
This is the part that we're the last segment of our show. We just blitz through a few of the things we want to talk about really quick. Harvey Weinstein, we've been following him and his case. There's another lawsuit coming against him about a woman who claimed that she was groped by him back in 2007, etc. The issue is she has sued under the Jane Doe to protect her identity. A motion went before the court in New York, and the federal judge just said, nope, you cannot hide your identity. It comes down to the court said general allegations that there's going to cause trauma and there's going to be some serious issues with her mental state if she has to put her name out there. And the court held without cooperation from medical professionals, her general allegation of potential trauma is just speculation, so we cannot do that, and therefore her name is going to be disclosed in this lawsuit. So that one's going
forward.
And that's
opposite. It's same state, but an opposite result as another case that he's involved in right now.
Yeah, in California. Is that the California one?
No, it's New York, and it was three. It was three accusers.
But in those cases, those were criminal cases.
Right.
This is a civil case. So that's one difference. And the other is the names may not have been made public, but in the criminal cases, eventually the defense did know who they knew who they were talking about. So not speculating as to instances. In this case here, he'd have no way to defend himself if he didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
He'd probably make some statement. It could be one of 15 different people. Uh-oh, I just incriminated
20,
myself.
50.
I would like to know, is there a list of any prominent female in Hollywood who has not been assaulted by Harvey Weinstein? I mean, it seems to me we can turn this over and make a much shorter list. Everyone seems to claim that, I mean, it seems to be, you know, fine, and I get this.
You have to say allegations. You have to say allegations.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's,
I mean,
what we
you
do,
know,
yeah.
That's why I said claim. I mean, you know, allegations, claiming.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it just makes me wonder. That seems like.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, Denise, you got something. The Academy is suing these individuals over this Emmy statue. What's the deal with that?
Well, there is a company that is called Crowdsource the Truth, and they are described as being a platform for alternative information, or in other words, conspiracy theories. And they put something on YouTube that that utilized the Emmy, the statue itself, as part of that YouTube presentation. And it was also related to somebody who had died of COVID. So it was a sick statue, if you get what I'm saying.
A COVID statue.
Yes. So the Emmys have sued. First they asked for that to be removed. They asked YouTube to take it down. And then they also asked for Crowdsource to do it. Instead of doing that, it's now alleged that Crowdsource went further than just doing this one act, but has now been saying negative things about the Emmy and the process of the Emmys and the Emmys show itself.
There you go, Cal.
They must have been nominated and never won.
That's right, Cal. Now we've got a beef. You got a beef to pick for them now.
So not only is it alleged that they have caused libel, but they have also been disrespectful and utilized their symbol statue in their own.
What's it called? What's
so
the name of the company?
It's called Crowdsource the Truth, and they promote what's called the Crony Awards, which is what they're claiming is a parody of the Emmys in essence. It's going to be the people that are cronies
saying it's a parody, and therefore they can do it.
Yes.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah. So the image was just a parody and not a violation of their copyright.
Got it. They could win that under that argument.
They might, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good argument, actually.
Todd, you wanted to bring up something about Flynn.
Yeah, so Michael Flynn was prosecuted by the government for, among other things, making false statements to FBI agents in the course of an interview.
And who is he?
And Michael Flynn was the national security advisor for a couple of months for the United States right after Donald Trump was made it into office, but then for various reasons he stepped down, quit, and then was prosecuted because of various things, including making false statements to FBI agents. He entered a plea. So he stands as convicted because he entered a plea but had yet to be sentenced. In that period of time prior to sentencing, but after the plea, the government discovered that the agents in the FBI may have made some tactical errors, some questionable decisions in their investigation. That was turned over, probably should have been turned over prior to entry of a plea. It's all Brady material, stuff that might have been used as a defense. And the government made the determination that because of the information that was turned over, they were going to dismiss the case against Mr. Flynn, even though he had pled and had yet to be sentenced.
And
he had cooperated in other areas, so the government wanted to dismiss the case. The defense obviously was not objecting to the case being dismissed. The judge raised some concerns. And so this issue here has been whether or not a judge can prevent the prosecution from dismissing a case prior to sentencing. That issue is going up on appeal. And
the judge in this case did something very unusual. The judge appointed an attorney, a neutral, unbiased attorney, allegedly, to provide a defense or to provide the argument for the prosecutors to maintain the suit.
Provide the argument to the judge that the prosecution was not providing why the case should not be dismissed. And this raises a very interesting legal question.
Weird.
Because the interesting legal question that it raises here is, you hear on this show and a lot of shows, the Supreme Court ruled that this law is unconstitutional or that law is constitutional. And the whole idea behind the Supreme Court being able to rule on the constitutionality of various things and declare them unconstitutional does not come from the Constitution. It comes from a case decided in 1803 called Marbury versus Madison. That's when the Supreme Court came in and said, oh, by the way, we're the ones that get to decide, and nobody could object it. And we've lived with judicial review ever since. This case here with Flynn presents another potential for the court, the judicial branch, to cede for themselves, to get for themselves power that's not necessarily in the Constitution, which is the power over whether or not a suit can be dismissed before sentencing. Because dismissal of a lawsuit, whether or not it can be brought or not, is typically an executive branch function, not a judicial branch function.
In this particular case.
In this particular case.
Because it's the Department of Justice.
Well, in any case where the prosecution, it's always an executive branch function, whether or not a case can be brought. And now the judge is saying, well, the judicial branch may have a say if the case is being brought, but he hasn't been sentenced yet. So it's a gray area, and the court, depending on how it goes when it goes up to the Supreme Court, may end up giving itself some more power that's not specifically listed in the Constitution.
And we're going to have to see. This is a D.C. Second Circuit, and the first one that upheld Flynn's dismissal was just a small part of that Second Circuit appeals. The 8-2 decision that was recently decided was the whole panel in Bank. And now this is most certainly going to go up to the Supreme Court. And it's going to be a really interesting case, because I think the decision is not just limited to that, but there's allegations that this is a political decision that's being dropped for a different reason. That's why the judge wanted to have objective prosecution kind of argument in this case, just to see about it. And I do think this is going to go up to the Supreme Court.
I agree.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be curious to see what sort of powers the court does or does not give themselves.
That's going to be interesting. We also have SeaWorld beats season pass holders, this COVID-19 thing. They took people, bought season passes, and they didn't give them their money back, apparently, and they're trying to bring a class action. And the court held their complaint failed to allege any fraudulent omission by SeaWorld, throws it out. So a couple of things that are important. Number one, we talked about the New York wedding venue that wants to sue Cuomo, saying that, hey, why is it that we can't hold weddings yet others can? You know. But anyway, we want to do quick takes.
Well, what we want to do right now is take the last minute of our broadcast to do quick takes. And Fred, you go ahead and go first, if you would, please.
Hey, Naomi, can you get back together with your buddy there? I'll be the mediator for free, and we can go to Cleopatra Island and hold it on the beach, the mediation.
Mr. Kunin,
my quick take is this. Nothing more to be said.
And Denise, your quick
take. My quick take is, in the second hour, we discussed hairy bees and butts. What is the world coming to?
At least Radio Mock Talk. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.